you just released the kicker, veteran kicker. Mm-hmm. Did you expect to have another veteran in, or are you going to go with the younger guys?
I think right now we want to just continue to drive the competition. There's guys. There's actually a couple guys that are still out there that I wouldn't mind bringing in at some point and adding them to the competition and seeing what happens. I've been in this situation before where you want to kind of continue to drive, you know, competition at that spot, and kickers are different. Like, they're different than any other position. Those guys kind of find their stride at a different point in their career. So we think we kind of know what's out there, and we feel comfortable with the guys that we currently have and who we may continue to add.
What was the reason? I mean, did he have one more year on his contract? Was there – what was the harm of bringing him back to at least a training camp and let him compete?
I don't know if there's a harm. I think for us it's the reality of – you got to try to give the guy the best opportunity to make it. I mean, I think we know who he is, comfortable with who he is, know that whatever opportunities may be out there for him and for us, you know, trying to maximize both the best of both worlds.
Would you be okay entering the season with a guy who hasn't kicked in a regular season game?
I would. I mean, I've done it before. I mean, for me, you look around the league, and I feel like I've had exposure to so many different guys, from Nick Novak, who's in San Diego, to Connor Barth, to Steve Hauschka, to guys that have made it, that I've had in camp at one point in time. And I will say, with young kickers, there's always the fear of, as soon as he misses a kick, everybody hits the panic button. But I don't tend to have that fear.
We've seen training camp competition for kickers, and then a team will bring in a kicker who wasn't with them in training camp at all if he gets cut, and that's the primary guy for the season. Would you have any qualms about doing it that way?
I think it's always a product of what's available. You know, you take your shots, you grow your guys, you do the best you can, you create competition, at least in my mind. And then the guys that make it, make it. And, again, it doesn't stop you from watching other, quote-unquote, kicking competitions or other scenarios unfold. And if there's a better scenario, then you try to make the most of what's available at that time.
Why does the fact that Cleveland's kickers do tend to maybe fail at one spot, even two spots? I mean, that's what Phil Dawson, he missed twice, and then he's here for 14 years.
You know what? I don't know why that is. I just think it's very rare. It's almost like quarterbacks. You know, very few guys come in and just become great right away. You know, it's the same thing with kickers in my mind, that a lot of kickers don't hit their stride until they're 28, 29 years old. Why that happens, I don't know. I mean, there's been guys. We were in Kansas City. We drafted a young man who was 98% in his college career. You felt really good, and then he came in, and he struggled. So either you got to live through those warts or those circumstances early, and guys get over it in time. This is all I can tell you.
Does the fact that Cleveland is a unique place to try and kick, especially in the later months, does that factor into anything at all? Because there's got to be a comfortability to be able to kick at First Energy Stadium.
I agree with that. I think that if you rewind the clock back, again, I played in Philly, so weather, fans, the whole nine. New York was another tough stadium. I mean, there's been stadiums that people talk about the wind, they talk about the elements, they talk about all the factors that go into kicking the ball. I would say that, you know, for a lot of guys, I do think it's just confidence. I think there's a confidence factor with a guy getting comfortable with how he wants to hit the ball, his strike points, all of that. And when guys get over that and they get into their groove is when you see them start to really make those kicks in clutch situations.
Andy Ray, we just saw Phil Taylor, and he had his knee wrapped. He still has a limp. Is he on track to where he should be? And do you expect him for training camp? Is that?
I do expect Phil. He's on track for as far as I've been told. Trainers, and he's been out on the field. And, I think it's a product of him getting everywhere he needs to go. I think, you know, him having a compression thing on there is probably what he was advised to have if he's going to be on his feet all day. So I think from what I've been told, the trainers, the doctors all seem like things are heading in the right direction. And we're looking forward to seeing what that culminates in come training camp.
Whatever you've seen of Johnny Manziel on the field, as brief as it might be, have you seen a different player than last year?
Again, I would contend that I see a guy that's doing everything he can to put himself in the best situation possible. So, like I said, I think he's throwing the ball well. And, again, I can't tell you, I'm the offensive coordinator. I can't tell you if he made the right read on a dig or he should have thrown it to the wheel route. But I think even in those situations, you watch what the guy's doing. Like, right now, it's not competitive. Like, there's not defenders running in there. So, like, it's all on air. So, when you see him throw the ball, he can throw it. And it looks good right now. We'll see.
How much is the organization focused on, with everything that he's gone through in the last couple of months here, taking the pressure of competition or the burden of that off of him so he can just kind of get himself right? How much has that been part of the thought process of the organization?
I don't think at all. I think my conversations with him have been pretty deliberate. Like, you got to come and compete. Like, this is still the National Football League. There's no rest for the weary. Like, you know, we get it. We're supportive of him and his personal endeavors. And nevertheless, you know, he's got to come out and perform and demonstrate that he's worthy of being on the 53-man roster.
Is he much of a golfer? And the reason I ask that is that, you know, some guys really get into golf, and it can be something that just it just takes hours of their time and away from, you know, other things. And I'm just wondering, is this something that
I know the guy can play, is what I've been told. I never played with him because I'm not a golfer, so but I've heard he can play. And again, I get it. I guess when I played, I always knew that quarterbacks, kickers, and like certain positions, that's their thing. Other guys, it's other things. I know he enjoys it. So how much time he spends at it versus how much time he spends at football, that's a personal.
It was just like a more of a kind of a spare time type of thing. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. And again, from what I understand, that's the quarterback and the kicker and the specialist thing. Now, how much he plays or how good he is, I can't vouch to that. But I've heard he's pretty good. So
Mike said last week we're not going to talk about the competition. But if Johnny plays like you think he can play, shows it in training camp this season, could you see him starting the season as your starter?
Again, that's not my call. That's Pett's call. But again, I watch the film, I evaluate guys, and at the end of the day, best man always wins in my mind. Whoever plays the best is who should play.
Are you encouraged?
All right, we're going to wrap. Yes, last one.
Are you encouraged to hear you moved from downtown to, you know, adult community when you're talking about doing everything you can to put yourself in a good position?
The positives are the positives. You know, at the end of the day, I feel good that he is a young man that's doing the best he can with the circumstances he has. He wants to give himself the best opportunity. Whatever he thinks those adjustments need to be, those are the things.